Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice get wide
shit. Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
All right, for sure. Let's do it. Shout out to the people out in Cali, man. All the people down in Houston, Texas, man. People down in Alabama. Down in Florida, though. We got some people down there, of course. Both of the Carolinas. Shout out to the ATL, you know, down in Georgia, for sure. East Coast, man, we out there too, dog. Shout out to NYC. Shout out to Taste of Black Spirits. My bad, they was out in Brooklyn this past weekend, dog. So shout out to them doing their thing on the East Coast. Shout out to my man Diddy in the city. My man Lazar out there doing their thing, dog.
My favorite place, Korea.
Korea.
I still want to know who listens in fucking Korea.
I have no idea who listens in Korea, dog. But shout out to y'all. Vietnam, too, and shit, dog. They out there listening. Yeah. People across the pond in the UK, of course. And right here in the city of Detroit, man. You already know what it is. The livest cloud radio show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
I'm going to do my best at it.
For sure, dog. Hold it down, my man Monk. I was slanging tacos and corn and shit today.
Monk money.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Fucking Red Zone, dog.
Y'all.
We in here, dog. It's been a good week. Good, smooth week.
we might as well just pipe it down to do one day.
Yeah, one day a week, dog. We might as well. That's what we used to do anyway.
Yeah.
Then we got out of control trying to be a morning show and shit. So. Yeah,
trying to flood the market.
Yeah, we can cut it down to once a week and shit. Yeah.
Niggas realize they got bills to pay out.
Exactly. Got shit to do, dog. What's been going on with you, though? It's been kind of a lot of shit going on since the last week, I guess it was, right?
Yeah, you know, dealing with some personal family issues, but
for sure.
We ain't gonna put that out there.
No, not at all.
Other than that, man, shit, just working like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's
it, man.
Nothing crazy happened to you this past week, because I know usually it's always some shit.
It's always, you ain't.
It's right. Always something, though.
It is, but this week was, you know, I'm kind of afraid. Because did nothing happen.
Because it's been too chill.
Yeah. You know, normally when it's too chill, you get hit with that bombshell.
Something about to happen. Right.
Yeah, because you ain't lying, man.
Shout out to Corporate Cody checking in with her, though.
Cody. But every time I turn around, it's something.
Yeah,
so I
sure.
Need to take my own advice and probably just quit turning around.
Right. No, you stupid, man.
So, yeah. I mean, it's just... I don't know. Maybe because I've been extra staying out the way.
Yeah.
If you know me, you know me. You know I stay out the motherfucking way.
For sure.
I don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
I ain't one of them people that say, man, I ain't going nowhere, but catch
be somewhere
ass downtown. No.
Right. You say that shit, you mean that shit.
No, ask the gang people. That's it. They're dead.
Right.
Angry ain't going.
Yeah. Watching anything new on TV lately?
Because
I watch a couple things, though. I got to talk about them shits.
If it is, I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just wake up and whatever.
Should be on.
Yeah. I just watch that.
I figured they.
But just getting ready for the. I'm not really doing too much celebrating because I got to work.
Oh, the 4th of July?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I get off work, the family already talking about where they going to be. They putting together their menu now.
Oh, okay.
I already threw my bid in and grabbed me a tomahawk.
Yeah, damn. I ain't had one of them bitches in a long time.
It's only gonna take me about a week to eat the motherfucker.
Shit, definitely gonna take you a week to shit the motherfucker out.
Dog, I asked for a steak, but like I said, I'm not gonna eat the whole fucking thing at once.
Yeah, I figured
I piss people off. I ask for all this shit and take a scoop of this, a scoop of this, a bite of that, a bite of that. Wrap that shit up on the floor so I can take it
home. Dog, you crazy as hell.
But nah.
I mean, Spank checking in. What up, though?
Just, you know, I really don't give a shit about the holiday, but, you know, the kids do, so.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all doing fireworks and all that type shit?
I don't blow up money, man.
Yeah. No. Is anybody doing the shit?
Oh, yeah, they gonna go.
Yeah, there you go. So they being done.
Yeah, that's why.
You just ain't doing it.
No, I don't blow up money.
I got you, though.
That's all it is. You just blowing that shit up, man.
That's for sure. I think niggas, it seems like niggas chilled this year, though. I haven't heard as much.
No, you right.
Yeah. You're right. I don't know if they just about to go out with a motherfucking shebang on Tuesday, but it feel like, you know, niggas been chilling. But shit. I heard fireworks on Juneteenth, though, which was dope. Yeah. That was dope. Yeah.
Well, I ain't tripping because over here, I don't know, for some reason, these motherfuckers get retarded with that shit.
Try to prove a point, I guess.
I mean, that damn downtown, all you got to do, you know how it is over right. here on the 4th.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You stand outside, these motherfuckers be tearing it down.
Yeah, and be where you go be at, because these niggas be in the way. Yeah. All in the middle of the street and shit.
So, yeah, no, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go to work, and when I get off work, yeah. I'm going to hook up with the family. I'm probably won't be on the block.
Yeah, I feel.
But yeah, as soon as I get off work, I'm gonna go hook up with them, eat, and
let business as usual.
Yeah, let the kids enjoy themselves, man. Yeah. This is I think this holiday now is for them.
I mean, shit, yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. You know, just let them watch the fireworks, run around, play.
Fuck around their cousins and shit. Yeah. You know, shit like that.
Drink root beer. Think they're drinking beer. Shit.
Who the fuck? Somebody drink root beer still? Why does root beer even still exist? You drink that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Duh. It should be banned in 39 states.
There's nothing wrong with root beer.
That shit trash, though. That shit, root beer trash as fuck, though.
You gotta drink it cold.
I mean, yeah, I would assume that you drink any pop cold. I would assume.
No, I can handle Sprite warm, Mountain Dew warm.
All of that shit is disgusting warm, dog. Why would you drink warm anything, nigga?
If I'm thirsty.
Other than water. Like, I mean, you can drink fucking room temperature water, but pop.
You supposed to drink room temperature water.
Yeah, but not pop, nigga. That shit disgusting. You just drink it all syrup.
If I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty.
That shit don't work. Anyway, dog, so nothing major on TV.
Nah.
All right, so I asked that because I've been watching a couple of things. You know, I'll be watching some shit. Spain said this isn't our Independence Day, it's theirs. With the state of things in this country, for us Africans, I wish a motherfucker would say Happy 4th and expect a response from me. Happy 4th of July, buddy. Hey. I don't think, have anybody ever, like, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of shit, we don't actually celebrate. Like what it is, we just like to get together with family and shit. Yeah. Like, I really don't know what holiday we actually celebrate. Like for the cause of the, you know, of the day and shit. Huh?
Maybe, one.
What's that? Christmas, Thanksgiving.
I wouldn't even say Christmas. I'd say Thanksgiving.
Yeah, maybe. So he gave me the figure. When Cash made it, checking in. What up, though?
Just think about it. Nobody actually celebrates Christmas for what it is.
For what it is,
it's getting gifts.
Getting gifts and shit. And getting time, together with family and shit.
The only time you really say thank you, is on Thanksgiving. Because you're giving thanks.
Now, I forgot to plug in the goddamn computer again. Hopefully that just don't die.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Hey. Oh, fucking gun falling shit.
Glad that bitch didn't go off.
Right. God damn, I hope this shit don't cut off. Keep talking.
and another one, but it's really not a holiday. Mm-hmm. Halloween.
Halloween?
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't call it a... Well, I guess it's a holiday. I guess.
When the bank's open.
Are they?
Yeah.
Also, it's not a federal holiday.
You got a lot going on over
there. All right, I think we got it.
You got a lot going on over there, Hoss.
I think we got it, though. All right, we back. Whew, that shit almost got cut off again. Like, you know what's cut off, nigga? Like, we in trouble.
This motherfucker got cold.
All right. And dropping guns
dropping
and shit.
Heat,
oh, shit. Okay, we back.
We almost died this morning.
No, we did almost die. That bitch hit the ground hard, too, though.
Yeah,
I'm glad the camera went on me. I'm sweating like a motherfucker, though.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, it's fucked up, but that motherfucker would have went off and shot you in the leg. I would have lost it right here on motherfucking.
Oh, head. Shit, man, that would have been crazy.
You know, I would have been in this bitch dying laughing, dog.
I already know. All right, I think we back now. I guess I don't even know.
I don't know what the fuck I just happened. Something just jumped me off.
Oh shit. Thought we was good. Looked like it. Did it come back?
No, I'm buffering like a sandwich over here.
Oh shit, I don't know.
But we'll be alright.
I guess we'd be alright. I don't even know if this shit working still or not.
Dodging bullets out there. You see what we do for y'all, man.
Oh shit, man, that was crazy. And the crazy shit is though, while I was setting up, I'm telling myself, dog, don't forget to plug the shit in, dog. I'm telling you, I really was thinking that shit too. Crazy. Anyway, dog. All
right, so you say you watch the color television,
bro? So I watched this shit, and I'm making sure this is the right one. Nope, fucked up. So let me put it back on. All right, so yeah, I watched this shit, dog. It's crazy shit on Netflix, bro. Shit called Deleted. Mm-hmm. Have you that shit ran across at all?
Nah.
All right. So this is what happened. I'm trying to reset this shit right quick. Oh shit, did I fuck up?
You did.
Oh no, we cool.
Yeah,
no,
I got it downtown right now, nigga.
Yeah, we back. No, it should be, yeah, it's probably, you gotta probably go back out and go back in. I switched it. Alright, so we back. Yeah, we good now. I got the chat back and shit, dog. Dre checking in, what up, dog? Alright, dog, so look, this is what I'm about to say. We struggling, nigga.
Like a motherfucker.
Make sure this motherfucker's still on and shit real quick. Alright, looks like we good. Alright, so what the fuck was I saying? Oh, Deleted, right? So it's this shit called Deleted. This shit was on Netflix. So what it is, dog, some crazy shit, bro. This motherfucker got a phone, right? Mm-hmm. That you take a picture of motherfucking and they get deleted. Like, deleted from life, nigga.
Yeah, that's some weird.
So dog, could you imagine? First of all, let me ask you this. Huh? Yeah, no, it's back. You gotta go back out and go back in.
I just did.
Oh, I don't know. It's up because we talking to Dre. So, I don't know.
Maybe that's just my shit.
But yeah, so you take a picture, nigga, and you get deleted. Now, what's crazy about the shit, though, is that what they found out is, like, if I take a picture of you and you get deleted, if somebody take a picture of me and I get deleted, you come back. You know what I'm saying? Crazy-ass movie, dog. So, I said all that to say this. It's not a movie. Actually, it's a series. It was like 8 episodes I watched and shit. And it was a little cliffhanger, so obviously it's going to be another season. But if you had access to that phone, dog, what would you do with that motherfucker, dog?
I'd be deleting the shit out of a whole lot of people.
Dog, you weak as hell. You weak as hell. I knew you was going to say that, dog.
I'm weak.
Yeah. No, because if it was me, dog, if I found that motherfucking phone, I'm destroying that bitch. Because I don't want to have that power, and I don't want nobody else to have that power. I'm destroying that bitch, bro.
I ain't going to tell nobody what it is. I'm just going to be...
Man, hell nah.
Delete.
What happened if somebody take that bitch?
Delete.
What happened if somebody take that bitch, dog?
I'm going to make sure that they don't take it.
Yeah.
Delete.
Man. What up, though? My man Diddy checking in. He said, what did you tell me to get for you last week? Oh, the Philidor, dog? You got the Philidor for me? I hope that's what you're talking about, dog, because I need that shit.
You gonna look
the agave whiskey. Wanna fuck around with that and review it.
I'll be the only one in line at the store. Delete, delete, delete.
You really delete, would delete niggas, dog?
Yes.
I don't want that power, bro.
Man, shit.
Dre said he gonna delete the shit out of people and then destroy it.
I ain't fucking
with that shit, dog.
It's a lot of it. Say something out the way, delete.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna start deleting motherfuckers, man.
Yeah. Oh, damn, you got that bitch? Dog. All right, fuck with me. I thought, oh, he was just asking. I thought you had that motherfucker already. Yeah, I need that shit, though. Yeah, the agave whiskey and shit that she got, Philidor, I need that so we can review it. But, yeah, I don't know. Fuck that. I'm straight, dog. I'm destroying that bitch off rip. I don't want to use it, and I don't want nobody else to use it.
Mm-mm. I mean, before I get rid of it, like Dre said, before I get rid of it, I'm deleting a couple motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Who would you delete? Or maybe we can't say.
Yeah, I don't want to tell
you. Oh, shit, dog. No. You wild as hell. I ain't doing that shit, bro.
I'm getting some motherfuckers up out of here.
Space said, white people better look out if I get that phone.
I'm getting a couple people up out of here.
Man, that shit was wild as hell, bro. Like, yeah, this shit was crazy.
Smile for the camera.
Hit niggas. But was just in the off chance that I lose that motherfucker or somebody take it or some shit, mm-mm, I don't want that bitch to be in somebody else's hand. Like, dog, you can literally take pictures of niggas who ain't looking. Like, you might not even know. I might be across the room and take a picture of your ass and you get deleted. I don't fuck that.
I'm okay with that. If I don't lose a regular phone, nigga, I'm not gonna lose that one.
Not fucking with that shit, bro. Mm. Yeah. I mean, because once motherfuckers find out you got that shit, though, they going to try to kill you anyway. Then it's going to get into the wrong hands.
The point is, I'm not going to tell nobody I got the bitch. I'm just going to be hitting motherfuckers.
Dog, cameras is everywhere. Somebody go see something, which is what happened in one of the episodes. Like, they seen it on video. Like, oh, what the fuck is this phone? And then now you ass out.
Well, I ain't, because I'm going to delete the motherfucker who saw me do it. Delete.
You just go keep deleting motherfuckers for the rest of your life. Then what you gonna do with your life? What you like mean? That starts consuming your life at this point. No, deleting ain't, motherfuckers. That's the deal. You gotta erase the trail.
Yeah, so?
And you just gonna keep erasing the trail for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Leave me alone. You don't wanna get deleted? Leave me alone.
And as much as your... Yeah, no, it ain't safe. I definitely don't want you to have that motherfucker.
Why?
Because as much as your kids have your phone, nigga, they be delete everybody on the block, nigga. Then delete your ass. And then what?
I wouldn't let them use that phone.
Oh, nigga, please. There's no such thing as a parent not letting their kids use a phone.
Not that one.
Kids will find that motherfucker. We gonna put that bitch in space.
In my pocket.
You don't sleep in your pants, nigga.
I wear the pants I do sleep in. My shorts got pockets on them.
Dog, kids will get your shit. Kids will find your phone when they want it.
I know they will, but...
Exactly. And they will find that motherfucker and zap your ass to your sleep. I'm going to take a picture of daddy's sleep. Then now your ass deleted with your goofy ass because you ain't want to destroy it. Because you wanted to kill the nigga at the liquor store.
I'm going
to
keep this one on me.
You want to kill the motherfucker in front of you playing $125 in lotteries and shit.
Oh, yeah. He out of here. That nigga's done.
And keep adding shit. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. That nigga's done.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me add. Yeah, you motherfucker.
No, I think the one that pissed me off is I don't mind you playing a lot of numbers. But one time I was in there.
Common Sense 101 checking in, what up, though?
Every so often I will play my old man numbers.
Yeah. And motherfuckers be in line playing a lot of numbers, bro.
My man, look, because the old girl behind me was like, you got the same two numbers? She's like, I can't remember them. I'm like, he was like, no, I was next, bro. I'm like, all right, go ahead, man. I ain't tripping.
Right.
And he was like, how many numbers you got? I'm like, I only got two. He was like, oh, okay, this motherfucker pulled out a dictionary.
I think it's a dictionary.
I don't mind you pulling your numbers, but don't stare at me like, say right. Something. You know what I mean? Like,
Cigar Room Show checking in. What up, bro?
That's the thing I don't like. Yeah. Don't turn around and stare at me like, I dare you to say something because I got a lot of numbers. Right. That's the looky. I was like, everything all right?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, yeah, because if I didn't say nothing, you was getting ready to say something.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I'll just come back later, girl. You know, I ain't got time to stay here.
Not for a nigga with a booklet.
No, man, like, don't ask me, and you know you got a billion fucking numbers to play, and I just said, all I got is two.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have just let you go. It's not that serious.
That's what I did.
Unless it was 7:06.
Nah, man, we had
not that I know exactly what time the lottery's in. I'm just saying. Well, we played a lot of numbers for my mama.
We had plenty of time.
Yeah,
plenty of time. He could have just been like, man, go ahead and knock that out because I'm gonna be here for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Nigga, I had two. That's goofy as fuck.
Yeah, I done had people say that to me before too.
Yeah,
you got a lot of numbers. I'm like, nah, just these two.
Right.
My man, go ahead, bro, because I'm gonna be here for a minute. Good looking out, dog.
Exactly. Common courtesy. You know that nigga get deleted.
Yo, he out of there. He gone.
Oh shit, man. But yeah, that was one of the joints I seen. Over the weekend. That I thought was pretty interesting, though. So I had to end up watching all eight of them motherfuckers and shit. I hate watching Netflix shit because I get invested. I'd be watching the bitches all day.
There'd be a lot of people wouldn't make it to work that morning.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't know why I need to have that bitch, dog. Niggas would be deleting off emotion, dog.
Yeah, yep, you honk your horn at me because you behind me and feel like I mean,
you literally killing motherfuckers, though. Delete. You basically killing niggas and getting away with it because you erasing the body, you erasing the existence, nigga. So.
Delete.
That's fucked up, dog. I wouldn't want that shit in the wrong hands.
You don't put no motherfucking pepper.
Cause everybody wants the bitch to exist if they can have it.
On my fries.
I don't want that motherfucker to exist if it ain't gonna be mine. So I don't want that. I don't want that power.
And if I ask for mustard packets to put on my fries and I don't get them, I'm going delete. Back. Delete.
Dog, you dumb as hell. Anyway, dog, let's get to today's topic and shit, dog. let me see. Dre said Didi told him about a movie called Don't Answer the Phone. I ain't hip to that. I ain't seen that shit. That might be on YouTube too. I mean, not YouTube, but what's it called? Netflix. Yeah, so let's get to the for real shit at hand. So Friday, I think it was Friday. I believe Thursday or Friday. Supreme Court, that's what we're talking about today. Supreme Court overturned affirmative action for college admissions, right? So That means no longer is affirmative action a thing when it comes to college admissions. Not sure what that's going to do for, you know, black college applicants, I guess is what we're looking at here. Let's just rap about this shit for a minute, dog, before we get out of here. I did want to say Clarence Thomas obviously is a Supreme Court justice, so him being one of the ones who voted it down is a topic of discussion as well, since he obviously got some assistance from affirmative action, and then to turn around and vote it down is kind of fucking crazy. So let's talk about that shit for a minute, dog. What you think about that shit, Angry Man? So affirmative action is no longer a thing in college admissions, dog. What you think? Is that a problem or no?
No. I don't give a fuck about shit like that. Because if you're going to go to college, you're going to go any goddamn way.
I mean,
there's a lot of colleges out
there. Theoretically.
If they don't want you at that one college, apply for another one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was trying to chime in yesterday, but I ran into an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, but...
Oh, yeah, right, because we talked about this last night.
Yeah.
Yanni checking in. What up, though, Yanni?
I mean, if you want to go to school, you can go to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't think affirmative action in this day and time really has anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't think we need the shit no more anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because all that was pretty much, I'm probably get a lot of flack for this, it was a handout.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was an excuse. And it's something we can lean on if we didn't get to where we wanted to go.
Yeah.
Without putting in the work to get to where you wanted to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's all it is. If you want to get into that school, put the work in to get there.
Yeah.
Don't depend on that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, see, what you're saying, though, is I think is what the common misconception is about affirmative action, right? Mm-hmm. I think this is the reason why it got voted down, is because a lot of people feel like it was some kind of a handout. So I'm going to repeat what Dre said, and this is something I said last night. He said he seen the live BBW show last night, and he said, I'm with you, not knowing anyone that benefited from affirmative action. So he said, I think that it's more in the Ivy League and like Dukes and Notre Dame type of schools and shit, right? So that's my thing. I think that we don't know anybody who benefited from it. Mm-hmm. So it's easy for us to say like, no, fuck that, you don't need that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the reality of it is, though, is that it's not really a handout, though. It's not like I can come in that bitch with a 2.8 and another motherfucker got a 3.5 and they gonna let me in because I'm black. I still gotta have a 3.5. Like, mm-hmm. It's not, I wouldn't call that a handout. It's a handout, like, if you don't deserve it.
My thing is, if I have to use that, I don't wanna go there.
Yeah.
If I got to go through all this, I don't wanna go there. There's too many other colleges on the planet that I can go to and get
true.
The same education.
And as Angry Principal said last night, there are 113 black colleges.
Yeah, he made that clear.
He made that clear several times and shit, right?
And that's my point. My thing, but I can't, you know, hold nobody against, you know, how I feel. But that's just how I feel.
Yeah.
If I got to go through all that to get up in here, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Because you telling me now, you already told me,
mm-hmm.
you about to make this as difficult as possible for me to get in, and you're gonna make it harder for me to get out.
Right.
With the degree
with the
I
degree.
Want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You about to make this shit pure fucking hell.
Yeah.
Don't have time for that. But I can't knock somebody else, like you said, for using it. You know what I mean? Because maybe somebody's heart was set on going to Notre Dame, Harvard, or Duke.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't that goddamn serious to me.
Right. I mean, some people.
And some people it is. Yeah, like I said, if I got to use that to get in, I don't fucking want to go there.
And see, I think the importance of affirmative action, especially for schools like that, for Ivy Leagues and shit like that, was I feel like it was to offset the, I guess we call it nepotism, I guess, or like the family traditions, right? So like, obviously beforehand, it wasn't no black people going to Harvard. So like, you got all the white people who got like all these strong family ties and families who used to go there type shit.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to offset that, you kind of had to push some of these kids through, because they would never create a legacy if they never was able to get in there in the first place.
Fuck them.
So now it's later on, obviously, there's a few more universities that you can go to aside from the ones who you might need affirmative action to get into. So for you, you're saying, fuck it, it's cool. Like, you get rid of it, and that's just that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know, dog. I feel like anytime, you know me, dog, when it comes to government shooting down shit, I just feel like anytime they start taking away one thing, they start taking away everything.
Mm-hmm.
And There's a thing though with diversity in these, you know, higher these places, higher education.
My thing, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What was you gonna say?
My thing is, you know, for the generation that's coming up under us, we are trying to get rid of a lot of things. But in order to hit the reset button, you have to get rid of things just to, you know, just to get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I mean, we as black folks can't say we want to be treated as equals, but we keep our laws.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, is it great? No. Is it better? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, how do we keep getting better if we don't try to? I mean, we are so afraid of change is unfucking real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we already know what shit can be like, but we don't know what this. I mean, like I said, with the racism and all this stuff going on, I think the younger generation are trying to do a better job of getting along with each other.
Yeah.
It's these older motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
It's the generation over us that's still trying to hold on to that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, my kids and, you know, their generation and, that generation are actually, you know, they really don't give a fuck about that shit the way like how it used to be.
And I think a lot of that's due to the fact that they get to see a lot of other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are connected to motherfuckers from across the world, not just the country.
Yeah.
So for them, like, those boundaries are kind of broken. So I see what you're saying. I just don't like when they taking away shit. All right, so look, let me be completely honest. All right, so Yanni said, I disagree. Affirmative action is to make sure people of color have a seat in higher education institutions. Right? So, I mean, obviously, that's what it's for. Again, like, I disagree with the part that, like, is a handout, because I don't think it's a handout.
Okay, I get
you. You know what I'm saying? I think it somewhat evens the playing field, even with affirmative action, it still doesn't. Like, we're still a step behind.
Now, see, this is the one thing, you know, not just the one thing.
Yeah.
But I will agree with Aiken Principal on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And you already know how I feel about the motherfucking South. But my thing is, if Harvard want to deny you and you have to go that route to get in, kick your ass down there and get into one of the 113s.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
And now what he was saying about that, which is obviously going to be an issue as well, what he was saying about that is with the exclusion of affirmative action and more people thinking like that, in real life, the infrastructure of the HBCUs ain't set up for that influx of students.
So now we back to square one. Instead of going to ask the government, you turn around and ask some of these black billionaires that we have. Because we have a ton of black billionaires out here and I say it all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
And Monk probably twisting over some motherfucking eggs right now, because, you know, like I said, if they just come the fucking together, we can take care of ourselves.
Oh shit. But we know that
we can take care of ourselves.
Niggas ain't gonna come together.
It's look how many black billionaires it is. We glorify them when they, you know, these rappers, when they hit a billionaire status, we glorify them, but we don't challenge them to help the black shit out like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tyler Perry done built the whole motherfucking universe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he probably is one of the ones that will say, no, fuck that. We can take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got how many black millionaires?
Mm-hmm.
If you could just get 10 black millionaires to put so much money up and collaborate with these billionaires, we can take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then just like, if we go the route that you're saying, right? So even if you just do a few millionaires and you make, I mean, I'm not even going to say an astronomical number. You make nine or, you know what? I'm going to even say four or five, like, HBCUs, like, extravagant.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, just like any other university, it's some trash ones and it's some great ones, right? So you can still have a, you know, I don't want to call them trash, but you can still have some lower end black colleges, and then like the Harvards or Yale of HBCUs. Like, you can put a lot of money into a few of them.
You're going to have to have those.
Yeah, you're going to have to have those. So it'd be some separation.
In the words of Martin, how are we going to compete with Geraldo now?
Exactly right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How are we going to compete with them? You know what I mean? If Harvard don't want to let us in, we go down here and get our own version of Harvard.
Yeah. Dre said, I don't think it's going to be a mass influx of students going to HBCUs because our kids still think that white ice is colder. Damn. We still, that's what it is.
Well,
we, yeah, sort of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Spank said, think about this. A lot of them prestigious universities were built by slaves. That's for sure.
Really?
That's, yeah, that's for sure, too.
Yeah. So, like I said, you know, that's just my thought process on,
Yeah.
If I got to use affirmative action to get in here, that's where the shit stops. Because I'm not going through all that.
Yeah.
You telling me, basically.
Oh, shit. Spank said, Morehouse is the Harvard HBCU's dog. If them niggas from Howard heard you say that, boy, they'd kick your ass. Because Howard swear they the fucking, what they call it, the Mecca.
Oh, that's what, I don't
know. Hell yeah, they call it the Mecca. Boy, somebody from Howard gonna beat your ass for saying that shit.
I don't get caught in all that shit.
You know, niggas are serious about that shit. But either one, Morehouse, Howard, whatever and shit, like whichever one you thinking. Like, we do have to find a way, I think. Even regardless of the affirmative action, we do have to find a way to start including these schools in the conversation, though. Because a lot of times they just not in the conversation, and it's not because I don't think it's because we don't want to push our kids to go to black colleges, but I think that I hate to say it, for a lot of us it wasn't never an option, so we never learned about it. So like, you don't ever tell your kids about shit you don't know about. And I think that's kind of how that should happen.
I mean, up until recently.
Yeah, recently.
Up until recently, I blame them. Mm-hmm. I blame them.
Yeah.
They don't come up north enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So look, that was a whole conversation. I don't know if you stayed on long enough yesterday to hear that part of the conversation, but that was a thing too, though, right? With Bo was talking about, you know, doing recruiting for, you know, the job that he's at now. And he was talking about those relationships with black colleges.
Yeah.
And, like, how they kind of turn their nose up about, you know, at certain relationships. And I feel like that's destructive. Like, you already, and I hate to, you know, get on black folks because, you know, but somebody got to critique us, right? But, like, that kind of defeat the purpose. Like, your whole thing is to get these kids out of school, graduate them and get them into good jobs and shit, and you fucking over relationships because it's not like a big corporation or some shit. Like, bro, you already on the lower end, dog. Like, I ain't saying you gotta take every opportunity, but like, if this is an opportunity to get a black kid out of your school into like some engineering or something, we talking about mid hundred thousands and low $200,000 jobs coming out of fucking college.
Mm-hmm.
22 years old making $150,000, bro, mm-hmm. in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And you sucking your nose at motherfuckers? Like, it's like, but, how obnoxious is that? And I don't want to sound like a white person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I'm giving you all this. You don't want to take it. But goddamn, you got to, just like you said, they got to start doing a little more to connect. And we have to start doing a little more to connect with them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, up until recently, we, like, when I was coming up, you know, we didn't hear nothing too much about black colleges.
Not really.
And I'm going back to, I'm
saying, other than Morehouse, though, I think Morehouse was a,
I'm saying it.
All the motherfuckers in Atlanta.
When them two motherfucking black colleges told me I probably need to go to the military, I really was like, fuck black colleges.
See? And that's the attitude that I'm talking about, though, right? Yeah. Why would you do that?
I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't tell nobody that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All these schools, I mean, if you're not interested or didn't want me to, you know, encourage me to do something else. Don't tell me that maybe college ain't for you.
Because at the end of the day, you're a kid, bro. Like, don't do that to a kid.
Maybe say, this school isn't for you.
Isn't for you. That's it.
You know what I mean? Maybe it's a school out there for you, son.
He told you, like, don't even worry about this college football shit.
That's what he told me, man.
And then, like, you might want to go get a desk job, son.
And then when I bumped into him at he probably thought he'd never see me again.
Yeah.
And when I this is true, when I walked up to him after the little scrimmage or whatever, he couldn't even talk, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, he was son. That's all he got saying.
Yeah.
Son. And I just walked off. I was like, all right, coach, holla at you.
Yeah.
And I walked off.
Right.
And all day he kept trying to talk to me. I'm like, I ain't got shit to say to you, man. And I told him that. I said, I don't have shit to say to you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm up here at a predominantly white college. Mm-hmm. When I had a chance to go to the black school, now you saw what I could do on the field. Now it's all.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. And your school.
And see, exactly. And that's the thing. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, that's the... That's the attitude from some HBCUs, and that will turn niggas off.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, that'll turn niggas off.
You got to think.
And again, I don't want to bash HBCUs, but both got to do a better job.
Yeah.
Being consistent with each other.
What they need to realize in the South is I couldn't pick and choose where the fuck I was born. Okay.
Yeah.
You act like I chose to say
I want to be born in Michigan.
I want to grow up north.
Right.
I didn't have that goddamn choice, okay?
Yeah.
I appreciate everything y'all doing down there. Love what y'all doing. But like you said earlier, a few seconds ago, y'all frowning us like it was my choice to be born here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, it ain't no different when I had to stop saying this and doing this too. Mm-hmm. You know, I joke about it, but on the serious side, when I got into it with this dude from the South, and he was like, y'all just all up north and y'all this, that, and the other. I'm like, well, shit, y'all the dummies that keep staying down in the goddamn South.
Damn.
Fuck you gonna stay down there for, and they gonna keep whooping your ass and all that bullshit.
Let's be clear there.
Hanging you from trees and shit.
Let's be clear. I don't think that niggas are still getting, well, I don't know what's going on in some of those parts of down south.
I said, I was younger then when me and him had this debate. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? You know, y'all the dummies that keep getting hung from trees and want to stay down there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck them. You know, and they saying, fuck us. You know what I mean? And like you said, that's what's got to stop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that disconnect. Yeah, that's definitely a disconnect.
Yeah, because I mean, I know y'all mean everything good, but those are just some of the issues. Because every time I meet somebody from Alabama, I get into an argument.
Yeah.
I mean,
they love Alabama. Motherfuckers from Alabama love Alabama.
Well, it's only two motherfuckers left in Alabama because everybody in Alabama in Michigan.
Right.
That's what I told the motherfuckers. When I saw him with his roll tie shirt on and we was talking college football, he was like, Alabama this, Alabama that. I said, so why are you here?
Right.
And that's how quiet it got. I mean, you talking all this shit about Alabama, standing dead smack in the middle of Michigan.
I mean, you got to understand, you know, Alabama, like, all they got is that.
I mean, but if it's that great, why are you here? That was my whole argument.
Yeah.
Michigan ain't shit. I can't stand it. But why are you here? Go back to Alabama.
Take your ass back to Africa.
Right.
Oh, shit. You want to do what?
Yeah, is there anybody left in Alabama? Everybody in Alabama is in Michigan.
Right.
Bragging about Alabama. Why aren't you there?
Go back to them over there.
If it's that goddamn great.
Spain said, with that being said, a lot of HBCUs suck up to massive because they need funding. So as African people, we need to be better with funding what's ours. Now, that's what you were saying.
Yeah.
And obviously, that's true. I think that's probably one of the main things. You got to figure, though. I mean, you're talking about... I guess the thing is that a lot of... I can't even say that, though. Because most of the motherfuckers who making a whole lot of money didn't go to nobody's school. So I was going to say it'd be dependent on what their alma mater is, but I'm a moderator. I'm sorry. But a lot of the motherfuckers didn't go to school anyway, so they get to choose whoever the fuck they want to give money to, honestly.
I think Deion put so much money in their bank.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, you get a couple more of those.
Yeah.
I mean, because now your stadiums are getting packed. Mm-hmm. They're getting TV time.
And he didn't even go to HBCU, so right. I think that's a blessing all in itself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. You know, he did what he was supposed to do. He brought attention to something. Or the motherfucker just flat out changed the light bulb. Because now it's light on that situation now.
Yeah.
Now you got people actually paying attention and seeing these guys.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Dre said, I think it's in the conversation for normal everyday students. It's the athlete that's going to be hard to convince. He said, I know down here the kids that's non-athletic, tend to go to HBCUs. Okay, that's the case too, though. At this point, obviously, with sports, a lot of athletes choose like the Power Five kind of schools and shit because of they trying to get to the next level type shit. So even with that aside, though, it's got to be encouraged for the non-athlete to go to these schools as well. I mean, what he's saying is for them, it is a connection for the non-athletic students, which I can see that it being more for them because obviously they're not trying to get. Well, to the motherfucking league and no shit, so.
It's kind of like what you said.
Mm-hmm.
In reverse.
What you mean?
If this gonna make sense. Because y'all were saying this a lot on the show yesterday.
Uh-huh.
About how these colleges you know, put these kids out to these corporations, and these corporations, you know, go out and recruit these kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. I was trying to type it in, but I was driving.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing.
Oh, like the corporate recruiting and the, like, the league.
Yeah. Where you think San Francisco gonna go? They gonna go to HBCU or they gonna go to Alabama?
Yeah.
They're going to Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, you hate to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you really hate to say this, but that kid at the HBCU gonna have to work 10 times harder than the quarterback at the University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't no different than these. You know, the big three gonna say, do I want to go to, don't kill me, Corey.
Tuskegee?
Do I want to go to Tuskegee to get this player?
I mean, I knew he was gonna say, boy, you better watch out, cuz.
Or am I gonna go to that's, I mean, you hate to say that shit, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's when I was trying to
Jay say, said, tell P we can't hear him. Nigga got his sexy voice on.
Don't ever say that to me. Okay.
No, you know.
Don't ever say that to me. But it's kind of like, you know, you hate to say it, but then that's when I was like, that's when our people need to step up.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Angry Principal was saying, you know, now this is where you get the black beaners to come in to give us that financial upkick.
Yeah.
So now we can compete with Geraldo now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because just us going there is just not enough.
I think what might, I'm curious, I guess I'm kind of curious why that doesn't happen more often. And then I'm wondering, like, is there a reason why the HBCUs aren't asking for more help from the community? Like, I'm wondering, do they feel like getting that help might not be as consistent as having the overall government assistance? Because at some point there are dollars allocated from the government funds to, you know, fund HBCUs.
Let's see.
Because I would feel like they would be doing more on both ends. I think we need to do better work at connecting with them, and they need to do better work with connecting with us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it wasn't for people like Angry Principal and shit, Angry Principal, like, I wouldn't, nobody would really, was really talking to me about Black College or, you know, Coach Reynolds, you know what I'm saying, because of Tuskegee again. Mm-hmm. But, like, that was it. Like, there's not a, and that's why I want to commend, shout out to my man World, Principal Perry, rather than my man, Principal Perry over at King now, because, like, going into their lunchroom, all around the rafters are flags from HBCUs. This is giving you the visual. Mm-hmm. So at least now, like, I've heard of this school before. Mm-hmm. We coming up, dog. We ain't know about shit except Tuskegee because motherfucking Ren played there. Mm-hmm. That was it. I ain't know nothing about no other black college, dog. All right.
I
commend him for, like, putting that in front of the kids' faces.
Let me ask you this before we get out of here.
All right, because it's way after 11.
And this is going to be a tough one.
Okay.
But I'm doing it.
What's up?
I'm doing it. Do you think we should drop the whole title of black colleges and just say college? Do you think sometime that could hinder it because now we're trying to separate ourselves from the rest of the university world?
I'm going to say this. I believe that it is absolutely necessary to keep them separated because of why they were created. Because of that, I don't want to forego any of that legacy. Cause if you switch it up, you forego that whole legacy. You forego the whole reason why these establishments were created. So yeah, I feel like you gotta keep calling them HBCUs, dog. You got to, mm-hmm. Cause otherwise we lose what little identity that we have as it is. So
I mean, it was just a question.
Yeah. I mean, what you think?
I don't think we will, because you don't call it an HBCU don't mean the building gonna disappear. Delete. Mm-hmm. It ain't getting deleted.
I mean, it's no different from Harvard and Yale, like you calling them Ivy Leagues. You don't stop calling them that.
No, that's a league. That's a difference.
I'm saying it's...
That's
shut up, nigga.
That's a league, man.
No, nigga, it ain't like Big Ten, nigga. It's like Ivy League is like what they were called.
Yeah, but that's
aside from sports.
That's a league. You can't. I don't think
this is the same thing.
No, I don't think you can compare the two.
Yes, it is. It separates them from other schools.
That's no different than saying I'm in the Big Ten.
No, see, that's why Big Ten is a conference, nigga. Ivy League don't mean league like that.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't, dog.
Yeah, it does.
The term Ivy League means not like a sports league.
That's an academic league.
There you go. So it's separate.
Because it's academically, it's
so not, it's been separated. So this is no different from separating because it was created by black people.
But it's not saying Ivy means white.
Yeah.
It just means it's a academic league. We pretty much saying this is some black shit.
There's an identity involved with that, is what I'm saying. And they would never get rid of the term Ivy League. Why the fuck would we get rid of HBCUs?
I didn't say I just asked. Do you think sometime that may be hindering?
I don't think so.
That's all I'm asking.
I don't think so.
Because now we sitting back separating ourselves. Yeah, this is for the Negro, but.
And that's.
We need the good, clean white folks government funding.
And that's originally what it was set out to do, was to provide opportunities for the black people who couldn't get into other institutions.
Shit, black people can't even get into the institution. A la me.
You could have still went to school, nigga. This ain't got shit to do with football.
I still went to school.
I'm saying you could have still went there. Like, you could have still applied.
I ain't wanna fuck
the coaches with didn't want to fuck with you. You could have still went to school, nigga.
No,
so we separate those two. This ain't, we ain't talking about sports.
No, they don't like up north people. And I don't see why people from the north go down there.
I mean, you talking about sports, though.
Okay, so that was me. That's what I did.
Right, so I'm saying, but the opportunity to go to the school still exists.
I want to go there.
I'm just saying, you can't. So it's not like the opportunity to go to the school was taken away. The opportunity to play football, maybe, but not to go to the school. That's what you were doing at the point. I get that.
I didn't go to school to get no education.
I know what you're saying, though. I hope. I know what you said.
You know that was the old joke.
Right.
I ain't coming to get no education.
Hell no, can't play football. Then.
Right. Yeah, but this bitch. All jokes aside, but yeah, I was scarred.
Because of that. Yeah. I really can imagine.
Rand even actually had told the coach to leave the office.
Yeah.
Say, because you don't tell a kid no shit like that.
I mean, you don't. You really don't. I don't understand that.
I mean, it is what it is.
And even if he wanted to. Even if he really, like, strongly felt that way and shit, he could have just told Coach Rand that shit after you left. Like,
Don't tell you that.
That's goofy. Like,
dude ain't what we looking for.
Right, that's it. Yeah,
then you're going to lie and say, well, you know, we really don't recruit under 6 feet. Motherfucker, please. It's the South. You got a 5'2" motherfucker on the team right now.
Right.
Trust me, I know this shit.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. Yeah, like I said, that shit put a sour taste in my mouth for years.
Yeah,
I looked at the South like, man, fuck y'all.
Yeah,
like seriously, I did.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't want no parts of it. I didn't care if all the buildings burnt down. I mean, y'all sat up there and did all that work just to tell some, just because I'm up north, I'm not good enough to come down to your school, your establishment.
Right.
Man, fuck you and your school.
You still mad?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it does.
No, because that's some bullshit, man.
Right.
But that's our problem.
Yeah.
What did you come up here for in the first place? You should have just kept your punk ass down there in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some corn and greens or something. And some cornbread and sit your punk
corn
ass.
Corn and greens and cornbread.
On the corner. Play your little guitar and your blues or some shit.
So that's what niggas down south doing, just play the guitar in the corner.
You go pick your tomatoes.
That's racist, I think.
And leave me the fuck alone.
I think that's racist.
No, he should have just left me the fuck alone in the first place.
Yeah.
No, I'm dead because when I told my old
man. Damn, you still mad.
Yeah, man.
All right, nigga, get over that shit, though.
You don't do that to me.
You went on, got great education, great championships and shit, so fuck it. It's over, nigga.
Yeah, like, I want to throw both my rings in his motherfucking face.
Okay, real nigga, we know that you got two, nigga, all right?
Yeah, I do got two.
Nigga, fuck Lakeland.
I do got two.
Lakeland University. Fuck, though.
I had to go to the good, clean white folk because the brothers said I wasn't good enough.
Dog, you stupid. Anyway, dog, it's about time to get up out this motherfucker, dog.
Yeah, I got it.
Very lively conversation, though, dog. I'm glad we had a chance to talk about it. This is going to be an ongoing conversation, obviously. This shit just happened Thursday or Friday. So it's going to take years before you see, like, something really change in the college admissions game. I mean, the reality of it is, though, is that, I mean, college education, I don't know. I don't want to say it like that. I'm gonna say that there are a lot of successful people without college education. I say it mm-hmm. like that. So maybe we cool.
No,
what? Like maybe the affirmative action. Like maybe we all right. We just figure out other shit to do to get to where we need to go, just like we always have.
Now, you know, to piggyback off what Angry Principal said about the capacity for these schools.
Yeah.
They need to start putting the motherfuckers everywhere and just not in the South.
Mm-hmm.
That might, you know.
So I asked Angry Principal about that too. Like, is this room for a new era of HBCUs and
you
shit?
You're gonna have to, because all the black kids in the world can't go to these schools in the South.
Right.
You have to start spreading these bitches out.
Yeah.
Some of them going. I'm sorry, you Southern sons of bitches, but some of them schools
Southern sons of bitches.
Some of them schools are going to have to come up north.
Yeah.
Some of those schools are going to have to hit the East Coast and the West Coast.
Yeah.
In order, everybody keeps saying, "Go to HBCUs, go to HBCUs." How many going to be able to fit in that motherfucker?
Well, that's what I was talking about earlier. Yeah. Like a mass influx and shit, and they wouldn't be able to handle it.
You're going to have to spread them out.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you good clean Southern fuckers are gonna have to realize that okay, we're gonna have to put a couple of these HBCUs up north on the East Coast and on the West Coast to be able to handle the amount of students that you're trying to get in your establishment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, you're gonna have to.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. In a minute, what's gonna happen is you're gonna get all of the Negro back down south, and they're gonna put all our ass back on the plantation because we all down there.
Here you go.
They're gonna put us all in one place, and they're gonna trap the shit out of our ass.
Anyway, dog, we gonna go around one last time, dog. Give my final sentiments. I'm not fucking with you on that, dog.
I'm just saying, man.
I ain't fucking with you on that.
So they got us the first time and put us all in one place.
Spank said, PWIs have never truly provided safe places for us to excel, but you know who has? HBCUs. And that's why I regret chasing the shiny coin and turning down 4 HBCUs. See what I'm saying? Like, I because we didn't have that relationship with HBCUs or the perspective to not turn it down. I think that's changing a little bit now, but I think even with this advent of getting rid of affirmative action when it comes to college admission, I think we got to start looking at it from that perspective at this point.
Yeah.
Athletes and non-athletes, for real.
Yeah, and a lot of the students down there, and they need, you know, a lot of that shit, the recruitment will come from them, but most of them found their nose up at us being up north in the first place as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you go visit these colleges, you got to deal with them on where you from. I'm from Michigan. You from Michigan. Oh, shut the fuck up, man. You ain't never been there. You ain't never been to Michigan. So keep your country ass down here and shut the fuck up.
You better at white people, country people, everybody, SEC, everybody.
All of them.
Anyway, dog, on that note, we get ready to get up out of here. It's Monday, so you can pull up on my dog, Mr. Oh Yeah, at Good Vibes Lounge over on Harper today, dog. Live entertainment, dog. I can't remember who over there. But live entertainment usually is like some kind of jazz. Good Vibes Lounge, man. Check out my people over on Harper on Mondays, dog. Yeah, we'll go around the block one last time before we get out of here. Angry Man, what you want to leave the people with, bro?
Hey. To you motherfucking down south.
Just a second.
I'm going to need y'all to relax a little bit, all right? No, I'm like dead serious, man. Because y'all do it more than what you think you do. Y'all deter black kids from the north to want to come down there.
Yeah.
And y'all may be doing it self-consciously, or y'all may know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
And then y'all get pissed off when you see the enrollment of the University of Michigan. You get pissed off when you see the enrollment at Michigan State.
Right.
You know what I mean? You get pissed off when you see all these other schools with the enrollment. Y'all not making it welcome for the kids up north to come down there.
Right.
It's already an uncomfortable situation for a kid to leave out of state anyway.
Yeah.
To go somewhere where it's predominantly your people and you still uncomfortable, y'all got to think about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Y'all don't make it's supposed to be Southern hospitality. And I'm not joking about this. There's no hospitality down there when it come to y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We, you know, when I say we, you know, the black folk that was born up north, some of us didn't have a choice.
And being born here, right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry I wasn't born down there in Huckleberry, Tennessee somewhere. Or
Huckleberry.
you know, float the water back with Mississippi. You know, I it's not my fault, man.
Float the water back. What the fuck?
You know, it's not my fault, man. You know what I mean?
Anyway, dog.
You're born on the east side. Accept that shit.
All right, dog. I ain't fucking with you, dog. This nigga, man. So, yeah, on that note, dog, the end of affirmative action, at this point, there has always been obstacles when it comes to black folks in America. This is just another obstacle, if you, you know, if you ask me. The solution could be to, you know, focus more on the 113 black colleges that are available, and you don't have to worry about affirmative action. But also, still, this shouldn't deter you from trying to go to whatever university that you want to go to. I think that for us, at least for me personally, I don't really know anybody who's benefited from affirmative action for college admission. So I can say that I don't think that we necessarily need it. I think we can move forward. Now, for some people who have, you know, benefited from it, you know, they may see where, you know, this is tragic. At the end of the day, though, we do have options. If you can't get into this one school, then we've got several black college opportunities for you to, you know, take advantage of. We both, on both ends, the black colleges and black people, have to do a better job with connecting with each other. A lot of people, like you said, West Coast, they ain't even heard of HBCUs because, like, they ain't nowhere near nothing. Like Dre said, maybe Prairie View was probably closest, and that's what fucking Texas. So, like, that's probably the closest for them. So, like, we just got to do a better job connecting with each other and changing people's perspective. And that's really about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, dog. On that note, shit, it's Monday. If niggas is celebrating 4th of July tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Do y'all thing. Enjoy your family. If you got time off, dog, you know, kick it with the homies. Push it together, dog, because nothing in life is guaranteed. I just want to throw that out there real quick for niggas who forgot. From day to day, nothing in life is guaranteed, dog. So embrace these people that you say you love, the ones that you haven't spoken to in a long time, that you got some kind of beef with. I challenge you to reach out to them today and renew that connection, because life is short, bro. On that note, dog, we're going to get up out of here. I ain't want to end on that somber note, but shout out to my man Money out here slanging tacos and cone out at the Royal Oak Taco Fest, man. Pulled up on my dog out there in Royal Oak today, man. Chef to your doorstep always. Still can reach out to him on IG and on Facebook to book your next session. Yeah, for sure. All right, now. We up out of here, y'all. Till the next time. You already know what it is. The Live is Cloud radio show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
If you don't know how to light fireworks, leave the motherfuckers alone.
For real, though. And of course, man. Oh, shit. Yeah, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Motherfucker Red Zone. I forgot to tell y'all niggas, though. Whatever you gonna do, make sure that you do at least try to arrive alive, dog.
With both your hands.
Both your hands. Peace out, y'all. Both your hands.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.